You know, I kind of slept reasonably over 5 years, and now these conflicts that are raging in about 12 or 13 states, with loss of civilian lives, injuries, and recruitment of children, these really do keep me awake at night. And what particularly touches me is when children are killed and children are injured. They're totally innocent, caught up in the warfares and conflicts, and nobody can claim that they are combatants. That, in particular, troubles me.
What would you say are some of the highlights of your tenure, and is there anything you feel you would have done differently?
Well, I could have done much more to help prevent conflicts if I could. I've visited many countries, like 50 to 60 countries. And there was always some benefit in going personally, speaking to civil societies in those countries, speaking to the head of state, head of government, and the various ministers, and offering assistance, which is really our expertise in addressing human rights violations, in helping to change laws, in training the judiciary and law enforcement officials to adopt a human rights-based approach. We could do much more on this because we saw the benefits of that kind of work. I am very proud that we've addressed all issues, all rights of all persons. We've addressed discrimination on various grounds that had not been addressed before, such as minorities, migrants, LGBT people, caste-based discrimination, and people with albinism. And I feel good that I took discrimination and the principle that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights protects all people. And my office then also addressed both civil and political rights. These are the fundamental freedoms of speech and assembly, the right to protest, the right to be free from torture or disappearances, that whole basket of measures, as well as economic and social rights. This has led us squarely into addressing the human rights, putting human rights language in the Sustainable Development Goals and the post-2015 agenda. I'm also very pleased that all our efforts have resulted in the Secretary General's endorsement of the policy Rights Up Front, and that means that inside the UN, every department, no matter what their respective mandates are, have committed to advancing the protection of human rights. So both internally in the UN and on the ground through 58 to now 67 presences all over the world, we're translating the normative standards into reality on the ground.
Would you say that the overall human rights situation has improved or worsened in recent years?
Well, right now it's difficult to say it's improved because of the conflicts in Syria, Afghanistan, Ukraine, South Sudan, Sudan, Central African Republic, Iraq. And these are so shocking, the level of killings, and of course in Gaza, the occupied Palestinian territory. These are conflicts that are surging. It's difficult to say that there's been a great deal of improvement, but I look at the long term implications of our work, and I look at the other 180 countries who are all really trying to keep to their international obligations, to observe all the treaties they've signed, such as preventing torture, addressing discrimination against women, addressing discrimination on the basis of race or religion. Many countries have progressed. So I feel that we have institutions now to address these violations and to help states and civil society to be strengthened. These institutions were not there before.
Is there anything in particular you would tell your successor to keep a close eye on? And do you have any other advice for him?
Value the office would be one message. Secondly, that we cannot, as an office itself, look after or protect and promote the human rights of everyone in this world unless we work closely with civil societies, either the international NGOs and or the national NGOs. For that, we need to work with them to also strengthen them. A third factor is to spread the messages and information on human rights and human rights standards. Our messages are now being picked up by millions of people all over the world, particularly on social media. So these would be my messages to my successor, but I think, since I know him very well, that he already knows this.